This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, support for today's show comes from Dashlane. Dashlane makes everything you do online easier. Fill forms fast, remember all your passwords, and keep your online data accessible and safe with this all-in-one app. And it's so exciting, we have a new partnership, and this is one that is very close to my heart and my mind as well.
And my money.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk about that.
Well, obviously I had some issues with... Mm-hmm. Being hacked, I thought that my passwords, and I had a different password for every website and sometimes two or three. Mm-hmm. I thought that I was safe and they were super secure. And I got my ass hacked. I got hacked real hard. And until I got Dashlane, it was happening constantly. And people mm-hmm. would be able to read my messages to my sweetie
yeah.
or see pictures of me that I would send to my sweetie mm-hmm. or whatever else. And so now that... I do have Dashlane. You can't see that anymore, you naughty hackers. And I can tell you what some of my old passwords
old
were
are.
That won't even work.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have some of the same issue?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was getting absolutely savaged by hackers every single day. But now I have – so, like, for example, and I also had a different password for every site. My password for the bank was let me into this bank. My password for – my music was Waiting for Tonight, which was the song
that you had going to
be listening to. It was the song in my music, which was stolen, by the way. And I have actually filed a report with Interpol, and they have a major clue to getting this song back and returned to me.
And I had on IMDb Pro, where I go to see who reps everyone who I enjoy, I had a password that was Jack and Jill movie starring Adam Sandler.com, specifically the scene at the end with the Dunkin' Donuts commercial where he's drinking like the Frappuccino or whatever it was, and Al Pacino.
It's Al Pacino.
Dunkachino.
Yeah.
Al Pacino Dunkachino. And that was my password for that. And I thought, no one will guess this. Boom, log in the next day. What happened? They adjusted my star meter down. And that's why it's so low, not because I'm not famous.
So you can stick around later in the show to hear how Dashlane has helped us out. We did say some of it already, but we can actually say some more later. But apparently all the ads are out of order now, so maybe this will happen another time, and we'll say or maybe we'll be saying stick around later in the show, and the show will be ending.
Or maybe not.
But this is better for some reason.
This is good.
Don't worry. We are hanging out. We are jamming. It was me and Joey.
Fatone.
Yes. We are having basically a bass blowout where I'm on bass.
Bass blast.
He is on
bass face blast.
He's on. Yeah,
But let me get it. Because I'm close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can see it.
No. I'm close.
It's coming up over the horizon.
I'm close, but I need to start over.
Land
ho. You said your bass. You guys are bass blasting one another.
I said we were having a bass blowout.
Bass blowout.
Mm-hmm.
That's better than what I'm going to do. Go ahead.
I am on bass guitar.
Ah.
He is on bass drums. Mm. There's this guy mm-hmm. who's like his friend. Is on bass trumpet.
I'm gonna have one now, and I'm in the back with a lady getting a third bass.
Okay.
Finger stop.
Have you played Bass trumpet?
No, it's to tell me about it.
There's a part of the bass on the side that's like flat.
Yeah.
Where you can put your lips on like the flat part and do like a, here, I can kind of do it. So we're doing a march like that. We're playing like classic marches.
Mm-hmm. Do anything for that. The month of March. I do something with March the month and I get my joke in.
Do you not
come back to me?
Okay, we can come back at that. We can like get into this later in the episode.
You want to just do the guest?
Rob is here. Let's do the guest. Yeah, and then we can get into this stuff. Yeah. Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook.
An insider's guide. Kicking butt, dropping names, recovering linebacker. Always the industry we call showbiz. What up? What up?
And Rob Hubel is back.
It's great to be back.
Cubes.
And he did the show.
Cubic Cube.
I wanted to just go over the basics. Okay. Because there seemed to be.
No. Go ahead.
It's your show.
Yeah.
But no, what you guys were talking about getting to third base.
Third base, yeah.
Yeah, fingers. And someone, I thought I heard some whispering about
fingers. Somebody said, fingering. I heard somebody saying fingering.
Which made me, just because it's been so long since I've gone over the bases.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so just to backtrack a little bit, what are the bases?
Okay, let's go through. First base is saying I love you.
That's first.
Mm-hmm. First base is
I love you.
I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Second base is sex.
Intercourse.
Full, yes.
Okay.
Full out.
Both kinds.
You watch Cheer, you go full out.
Sure.
Seen Cheer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Full out.
I haven't seen Cheer yet.
Ah, okay.
I gotta watch it.
You say,
okay. You love it.
Love going full out, huh? Yeah, Monica's the coach. So second base is sex, full out sex. Third base, as you whisper fingering.
You just whisper.
You whisper. Mm-hmm.
Like,
fingers. Yeah. Fingers.
You just whisper the word fingers.
Mm-hmm. And then home base is saying, I never really loved you.
I didn't love you at all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's the story circle. You know about this?
Mm-hmm. Just
yeah.
Campbell?
Well, yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's Hero like, of 100 Faces or so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That I mean, it just through the mythology of it is everybody, I feel like everybody knows how that lays out.
You know it even if you don't know it.
Because of literature.
Yeah. So like so having sex is that's the visit from the goddess.
Right.
Whispering, fingering.
Yep.
That's entering a mystical land.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Would you guys like, we have this thing now to make your microphone stink.
Uh-huh.
Would you can spray it on like this.
Can I get that?
Makes a sound.
Is that real? There's a
that?
Real,
yeah, it's real
spray to
yeah.
spray
oh,
on
yeah.
your
it
microphone?
Makes your microphone really be stinky. Ooh, stinky.
Dolby Labs.
It's to clean the microphone.
Is that beef flavor? What flavor is that?
This one? No, this has a this has the Mud Skipper from the Ren and Stimpy cartoons on it, if you recall.
Oh. But
so I guess it is a fish.
Oh, this is fish flavor.
Fish, yeah.
They won't tell us exactly what's going on, but there is an issue with sanitation in this mm-hmm.
in the
facility.
In the microphones.
Yeah. Paul F. Tompkins has taken to bringing his own headphones.
Oh,
I don't
really?
Know if you've done a record with him recently. So word has gotten out to some people about like what kinds of like basically
hygiene
pathogens we are discovering in here.
Yeah.
And this is medical police.
I didn't know
this is medical
it ties
police.
Back
and
to medical police.
It becomes medical police.
Yeah. Not back to it. I mean, it's the first time we're talking about
it. It sounds like you guys are pitching.
We talked about it off air.
It sounds like you're pitching an episode of medical police.
I don't know. It would,
could
would
be
they
some
do that,
funny
right?
podcast. They
podcast
have to go
studio.
To funny podcast.
Right.
I think I can get a deal on the location.
And the talent
here.
As well.
Yeah,
would
about,
do it for free.
It.
I would do it for free.
I would shoot it here.
I would do
you
it
guys.
Just to be on TV. I'd do anything.
Yeah. Well, the thing is right now, I'm sure you guys are aware that because you can watch it right now, that means that we've already finished production.
Oh, I know how production works. Yeah. But no, yes, on that one. And I've seen this and I am thinking it's actually very clever, Robert, because I've seen medical.
Yeah.
And I've seen police.
Yeah, yeah. But you've never seen a
medical
mashup.
Police.
Right, yeah, yeah. They mix
That's them. Your idea?
It was not my idea, no. Mm. I think that was just it came from Children's Hospital, which was a show that we did for a long time.
And but that was your
seen,
idea?
I had seen Children.
Yeah.
Of course I've seen Hospital.
Yeah. And then they put those two together.
Yes.
But so I think they just wanted to kind of keep doing that show and
change the name.
Change the name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take it.
Whose idea was the different things? Whose idea was Children's Hospital? Whose idea was to change the name?
You know, I don't, I have to look on Wikipedia. I don't even really know.
Not your idea?
No, not me. But I will go on Wikipedia.com and check it out, or Wikipedia.
Are you giving them money when you're there? They need your support, Robert.
I haven't, to be 100% honest, I have never given money to Wikipedia.
But you'll read
now,
it.
Now that I say it out loud, it feels like stealing. A little bit.
A little bit of a call to action here for our listeners.
Yeah. How much have you given? What's appropriate? Wikipedia? I just don't know. I don't know how much to give.
It's on a per article basis.
10% of your, is it like a?
Of my income.
Tithe? Yeah. Mm-hmm. 10% of your income?
Mm-hmm.
That seems like a lot.
Yeah.
Per
article.
You can do it. You know, of course there's money. There's also like, you could provide your labor.
Oh, you can give, they'll take services and trade?
By like updating the different articles and stuff.
Oh,
funny updates. Go in and just say
funny updates.
Yeah. That like certain people are like married to me, like for example.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's funny. That is really funny.
They smell funny or something.
That's just great. Like, that's great too. I like that.
They love Garfield. Stuff that's like you can't confirm
but
it's like so random. We do a lot of random humor on Wikipedia. And I think it actually, some of the humor would fit in pretty well at Medical Police.
Mm.
At what?
Medical Police.
Oh, at the show. Yeah. Yes. Well, again, just to kind of double back, they already finished shooting. So, I mean, definitely if you could, if you want to email the Netflix people or whatever and just say, hey, you know.
What's that email? I'll write that down.
I think it's just, you know, Netflix.com. And if you just go,
it's two M's.
Probably humanresources@netflix.com.
Yeah.
And you're writing it down right now?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how it happens with all this stuff? Like, if I'm watching this thing, I know it's not going to happen when I'm seeing it. Like, obviously, it's not happening later, but sometimes it is happening. Right now, right? Some of this stuff has to be.
You're talking about like the algorithm at Netflix. How does it?
Yikes!
No, actually, Al Gore has no rhythm. If you've seen him, he's very stiff.
That's classic.
And that's the sort of thing I might put in his Wikipedia.
Put that in your packet.
And SNL,
put that in your Netflix packet.
I will.
They might have done that.
I will. SNL's done it.
Yeah, but they
always
might
one have. Step ahead of me.
But no, actually what I'm talking about, if you sort of listen to what I'm saying, is like the stuff that I'm watching, that like I know it is not going to happen later.
Right.
Like some other going forward. That well, could, make sense.
Or if it does, it's happening again.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
But some of it, like when I'm watching something online or whatever, like it is happening at the same time. Mm.
Currently.
Right?
No.
Right?
No, it's not. Everything.
Nothing?
Nope. None of it. Unless you're looking at a window. Do you know what I mean? Like,
okay, so that is something. Okay,
sure.
So right now I just heard you say nothing, but now, and then you said, okay, but also this could be happening.
Well, I'm hearing your point and I'm trying to react appropriately to it without.
Okay, well maybe try a little harder.
I guess I'm trying to understand your POV. Because everyone's POV is important, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, in general, when you're interacting,
so important.
When you're interfacing with people, you have to be thinking like, what is their POV?
Yes.
What is my POV?
Right. I'm trying to figure out yours.
I'm trying to nail it down from a different angle than you are. And when I look away, you disappear. And when I look back, like you exist.
You've arrived again. Yes, but I don't know where you were in the meantime, or if you were ever coming back.
Well. I'm confused, I guess, about your consumption habits of entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
For example, what platforms, what are your favorite platforms? Just name some.
3 Meter.
I have
That's
one.
That's a diving joke.
That kind of attaches with suction cups to a big window in my house that I can kind of perch on.
I'm talking, but entertainment.
There's a lot of streamers. Interesting stuff going on out there.
Yes, that's okay. Now we're all on the same page. Yes. So in Hollywood, as far as like entertainment is concerned, and I'm talking about all kinds, dramas, comedies, reality.
And it's not that simple, is it anymore?
These not that simple. There's hybrids.
Comedies, right.
There's, you know, there's...
there's actuality, not just reality.
Well, there's a lot of line crossing and a lot of, like, envelope pushing now. Like, that's what... that is what they talk about and what they love, you know?
Brash.
Yeah, Bosch.
Some of the characters are outrageous. Bosch, huh? And Bosch, did you hear your name, friend?
But you're right that a lot of the characters are, that is where it's going. Is as far as my POV is concerned, they are trying to get brasher characters.
Mm-hmm. Outrage culture.
Outrage culture.
Yeah, being outrageous.
So, but to double back, so as far as platforms and what you guys spend your time when you're not doing this, that this obviously takes,
I don't remember a time when I'm not doing this.
So you're here most of the time,
for better or worse, Rob. Right. I mean, you're looking at me. This is a fish in water right now. This is water. Mm-hmm. This is water.
Right. Can you hear? There's a little bit of a squeaky microphone today, and it like hear that?
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
And it sounds a little bit like, screwing, like the bed spring, like the neighbors are screwing, which is not like
Funny. We can all talk about that.
That's funny.
But and maybe
it does.
It does kind of sound like that.
Someone's totally effing,
dude,
and that is happening right now.
Get a room.
Yeah,
that's what someone would yell.
That's the first time I felt like you loosened up and had some fun on the show so far.
That could be like, and it could be Sam.
It's nerve wracking. The show.
It's intense. There's because of the size of the audience.
For me, too.
Well, it's pressure.
I'm nervous.
A pressure situation because
it's pressure cooker.
Because when you come in here, you guys are so on point that to a newbie or someone that is just popping in, you know, it's like you really got to bring your A game.
Well, it's an oily machine. And if you stick your hand in the machine, might get gobbled up and pull back a stump.
And it's an institution that's greater than any single person at this point. And even I can sort of stand in awe of it and find it extremely intimidating
I'm terrified of my show.
How is airline travel or just like public appearances, stuff like that? Are you getting flashed? Are paparazzi?
Panties on stage.
So people do recognize you. Like if you're walking down the street and you're talking, people recognize your voice, or they're
whispering a lot of times.
Yeah.
When if I walk by and I'm on the phone with, and I'll throw out a random example, crazy example. Let me make up a funny phone call. Give me a minute. SpongeBob. Okay. Right. That's funny. That idea that I'm talking to
Sam. Will you cut out that 20 minute gap? Is it possible to cut that out
and make it look like he thought of it right away,
that he just said SpongeBob right after he said give
Absolutely.
Me a minute?
Yeah, I can stitch this up.
Okay. See, this is interesting to me. Sorry, we'll keep going, but now that we're talking to you know, the behind the scenes of the show,
like staff.
I've never seen gaffes like that on a I didn't know that that there was even editing on the podcast.
Right. It feels so natural.
It feels so
almost
tight.
As if,
so now I'm
well, and tight, but also shaggy in an authentic way.
For
where
sure.
Where there are sometimes little pauses.
Oh, it's organic. It's totally organic, but fully edited. Fully edited.
Sam, we might also want to cut the part where we were saying that it was a squeaky mic and not like the neighbor. Maybe it's you that like you are like doing it.
Do you want me to cut in saying that joke? That maybe it's me doing it.
No,
well, you could say that it's like the Tin Man jacking off.
Oh wow.
Well, I mean, like
that's not good.
No, it's good, but just
you want it.
I was hoping that I could do it.
Why don't you do that?
Why don't we set back up for that and give me a clean cut?
Give him a clean cut.
So I'll say, okay, because I want like the listener to have like the experience of really thinking that like someone is doing it during the show.
Uh-huh.
And so we'll like make the noise and then I'll say it sounds like the Tin Man jacking off. And then Sam, you'd be like, oh, sorry, like I was doing it. Like, is it okay if I keep going?
Oh, sure. Okay.
It's fun. Like, for the listener, it's, like, really exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
All of it. Every step of it is, like, really, like, exciting. And
that's really cool. Am I... Are Rob and I doing anything?
I think we're just... We're studying.
We're, like, laughing.
He's going to get a clean...
I mean, you had a pretty big laugh.
Oh, I'll totally react.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So you don't have to do it now.
I'll react, but something small.
Right.
Just with an eyedropper, I'll distribute my reaction.
I'll tell you what I'll do.
The tiniest bit.
I will throw it away.
Ah.
Do you know what I mean?
Completely disposable.
Well, I'm just saying that I'll minimize my... Go ahead. I'll show you.
Okay.
Throw it away. Do it, and then I'll...
Okay.
Okay. And I'll do something so small.
Oh, that noise sounds like that could be, that sounds like it could be the Tin Man whacking himself.
Oh, hey, that's actually me.
Wait, let him.
Oh, I thought
I'm doing just the tiniest reaction.
Okay, I'm sorry. Could we back him, to one?
Yeah.
Something so small. Yes.
Oh, sounds like the Tin Man could be in here.
Oh, oh!
Let me say that he's whacking his metal meat.
No, stop.
That's actually me.
And you say like I'm doing it.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's actually me. I'm the one doing it. This is embarrassing.
No, not like.
Can I keep going?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Can I?
Like, is anyone going to mention the Tin Man or?
So that's actually.
I did.
Did you get?
I didn't hear it either.
Okay, I did say. I think I said it a couple times.
I didn't hear it either.
I think we might have got it.
I was waiting.
I think
that's why
it.
I was
okay.
Maybe
if you take,
you acted like I was
take
early,
the
but
earlier setup, you could edit that.
Yeah, I think we
have all the pieces. And
should
it's
we get
be,
alts? Do you want alts?
Can I get a couple just extra just
wanna,
reaction shots?
Well, and I just want to clarify, you Sam, you're not when you say you're doing it, yeah. Like you're not the one. You're not like making the noise. Like you're having sex during the show.
Oh,
okay,
okay,
yeah.
That's what doing it.
Am I proud of it?
Maybe just throw
I'd love
it
to see
away.
You underplay that. Throw it away a little
just
bit.
Just throw it away.
But I'm
sure.
He's throwing it away.
Okay.
How
okay.
many people can throw away?
We
Does
can't
Rob's
have to
supersede mine.
Yeah. Then we'll have to take out the trash.
You can do like I mean, what do you say?
Well, you had an alt idea.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I was just saying that. I was asking if you guys wanted to get some alts besides the Tin Man.
I would like.
But did you have a pitch?
I mean,
often when someone like gives a note, like they have.
Well, when I was driving over, I didn't know what we were going to be doing yet,
sure.
So I didn't think of any alts. But
right.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it could be.
This is how it works on medical police. It's like you go home to do your alt,
and you just drive and you think about nothing at all.
No, good point. Okay, I'll take that. I got to be in the moment here. I got to come up with what does that sound like? That squeaky thing. What about like, you know, those dogs, those robot dogs, like the Boston Dynamics, dog that beat down the doors and, you know, arrest people and kill people. What if
killer
it's like
those
killer robot dogs and it's them fucking or effing.
Sam, and do you need to like get a new SD card with like the time that
just
took?
To pause.
Unfortunately, yeah. The recording, we do about 10 minutes per card.
Okay.
So I got to swap out real quick.
Okay.
So do we go back to one or what do we do?
We can put that together.
Yeah, I can assemble it together. I just need 10 minutes, which I can then edit out to change the card.
And it was a robot dog.
Well, I'm talking about I think you've seen viral videos of those robot dogs that like, you know, they're like police dogs that they use now. To like,
I never even thought
said
of them
viral
as dogs.
And he said police. And this is like, and that is how you plug.
Yeah, okay, we're swapped
medical
out.
Police
well,
with an eyedropper.
ABP, always be plugging, you know, that because once you start to work in your project into your own lingo, you can drop plugs all over the place and people will find them later like Easter eggs. You know?
Yes. We like to say that on our show, we drop the plug off and let the audience come and collect it themselves.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Sam, did you also want to plug that you were on Vanderpump? I mean, it's like... You know, Rob has a show that
Vanderplug.
Is on, but Sam, in a way, has a show as well.
You know, I don't feel I need to. I feel the crossover between these two shows. I can't imagine anyone wouldn't know that what listens to this. I imagine they already know.
Yeah, you were on Vanderpump Rules listening to Stassi do a reading of what?
Of her book, So it's basic bitch, I think.
Did you go there by choice?
Yeah, I went to watch her read from her book.
Okay. And why did you do that?
I was curious to see what it would be like if I went to see her read from her book.
So curiosity.
Yeah. It was good.
What was some of the stuff?
Curiosity
is good. Listening is good.
Mm-hmm.
Being around people is good.
A book.
Books are good.
Books is good.
Books is good. You guys, lots of pictures in the book. I know that's important. You guys will appreciate. You can look right at them. There's lots of, she talks about ranch a lot.
Ranch. Dressing?
You know? Mm-hmm.
Mm. That was the excerpt that she read? Was about ranch dressing?
I don't know that she read a lot from it.
Can I hear a little bit of the book?
Sure.
Mm, yeah.
Chapter one. Thank you for buying this book. I hope that you're enjoying it.
You going from memory?
Yeah.
You're off book?
Yeah.
That's a different podcast. We don't talk about that podcast on this show.
That's a different podcast.
Oh,
that's
have you done it?
Podcast. I don't know.
That's a more popular podcast at the same time.
I'm going to have to pause you guys to change cards.
Oh. I'll go back to one. I did not know. We can edit this out. I didn't even. I'm so sorry, guys. I didn't know there was another podcast.
That's okay. It's fine. And honestly, the show should be called Off the Premises, which is what I wish they would get.
Kick them off.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I didn't even know there was another podcast.
Okay, so I swapped cards.
Called off
but
the
I have
Rockers of Betty White because that's what I wish would replace them.
I have
them.
To reuse one of the other cards. So is there a section you'd like to lose?
What are we going to
Because it will be taped over.
What about the,
I don't want it this time just not to be rude. Can it be mostly Rob stuff? Yeah,
I would agree.
There I could free up stuff enough. At the beginning.
I feel like Hayes has been
on
really funny today.
And a lot
I've
of my
supporting
best stuff,
him.
A lot of my best stuff historically has been getting taped over. I just want to point out. Yeah. I'm not saying that's intentional, but it is happening.
We can do at least another hour if we lose Rob.
Can I suggest that do we have to record over stuff? Because I feel like a lot of it has been super solid.
Well, Earwolf only has
some of it's been really good, yeah.
Two and SD it has a kind of an arc that I worry will not make sense if
it's been if so coherent.
Really even 1 second is removed.
Well, the base off at the very beginning.
Uh-huh.
Could we trim? Is there any fat in there?
No, it kind of ties in. First of all, it wasn't a base off. It was a base
blowout. Okay, we're swapped out.
Base blowout.
Oh, we did it.
Yeah, we're back in.
Oh, great.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, support for today's show comes from Dashlane. I am personally living life in the Dashlane, and it's not making me lose my mind. Mm-hmm. It's actually making me be safe online. So Dashlane makes everything you do online easier. Fill forms fast, remember all your passwords, keep your online data accessible and safe with this all-in-one app. Dashlane even safely remembers and autofills all your login information so you won't get slowed down by forgotten or misspelled passwords. Plus, it works across devices so you can access your accounts no matter what device you're using, computer or phone or Asus Transformer Pad. So I know that we explained in the pre-roll ad that we were getting completely slammed by hackers and they were going into my LinkedIn account and they were putting extremely unprofessional photos in. So in my normal photo, I had on a tie and a snappy beret. And then they put in a photo where I had no beret on and I stopped getting hired by businesses. And I was like, oh, I gotta be able to protect this password. And then I, of course, the one I used to have before Dashlane helped me was business is my business and business is good. Major Payne reference. Where in Major Payne, if you recall, David Wayne said, killing is my business and business is good. But killing is not my business. My business was business.
Mm. My password for LinkedIn was I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman. Which you are not allowed to have spaces or commas.
Uh-huh.
And so it did sort of look like just the same
thing. I'm not a businessman, I'm a businessman.
Thing. And so while I wasn't like really sharing it with anyone else, I was personally confused by it. And I hate to think that the hackers saw this And they could think like, oh,
there's
well,
no apostrophes or anything.
You're not so allowed.
It's like, it said, I'm not a businessman, I'm a businessman.
So that, you know, I'm glad to be that that's not part of my
good,
life
I'm
anymore.
Glad too. That I'm password. Glad too, because Major Payne is not as relevant as it was when I started my LinkedIn yeah. account, unfortunately.
Yeah.
We forget our history. And so Dashlane has protected me. So I am grateful to them and I am happy to be living life in the Dashlane. Not making me lose my mind. It's protecting me online. You can start dashing through the internet and help support the show by visiting www.dashlane.com today. That's dashlane.com. And we did learn a little something about dynamic insertion. After the first ad where we said, maybe you'll be hearing this one out of order, actually, this company is so rich and strong that they were able to force Stitcher's wicked hand.
And Chef Kevin.
And Chef Kevin.
And they made him hit himself.
And they told him to stop hitting himself, but really he had no choice. And told him that he can't play these ones out of order. So take that, Colin.
Hollywood Handbook.
Well, we're talking about Harry's and it's Clean Harry. Is here with us again today.
Sort of.
It has been a minute since we've caught up, and it sounds like you have some things that are...
It's just not going good. My mind's just on other stuff, punk.
It's often, when we talk about you, it's you're bringing in a lot of things from the outside, from your life. It's... There's just always seems like there's a lot going on.
Well, okay, you know how cats can give you like a sort of disease that makes you like cats?
Yes, yeah.
I have it. Punk.
You have the disease that comes from their litter. Do you have cats?
I will soon now because
of
this.
So you don't have cats.
No, but I'm clean hairy, so I'm always cleaning things up. Anytime I go to someone's house with cats, I'm like, I'll clean that up.
You scoop the cat litter.
I get way in there, you know, to clean.
And so you did that from cleaning the cat litter at your friend's house. So you're going and seeing your friends.
Well, and I would go and take a big whiff after to be like, did I do a good enough scoop that it, like, there's no, like, scent left?
Okay.
And I think I just... Guess I inhaled the cat disease that like makes your brain like want to have more cats.
It's called toxoplasmosis. And so you know that you have this and
Gesundheit.
That doesn't sound like a sneeze at all. That sounded like a sneeze to you. That's what a sneeze sounds like.
I'm just trying to bring some lightness to what has been a very heavy week for me. I just found out I have toxoplasmosis, for goodness sake. Gesundheit. Bonk.
Harry saw customers getting screwed over by questionable overpriced shaving products and decided to do something better. Instead of charging the same stupid high prices, Harry's found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of other big brands. Exceptional products, honest prices. That's Harry's. So are you going to get, I'm just like, so you're going to get some cats.
Right from here, yeah. Going to get cats, yeah. Okay.
The shaving products, deodorant, lotion, body wash, hair gel, it's not just shaving, but they do have shaving stuff. German engineer blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. Getting ripped off isn't funny. How many cats are you going to get?
6 or 7. Well, actually... 6 to start, but if I get 7, I'll probably get 8 because they're sisters. The other ones.
Which other ones?
The other ones that I'm not getting today, I don't think.
Switch to Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. That's harrys.com/theboys for a $3 trial set.
Hey, word to the wise, smell Harry's shampoo and stuff. Don't smell a glitter box.
Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate moms in your life and to trip their ass out, freak them out, make them feel like they're sipping some wavy gravy? check out this idea I just had. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving one as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos, which I did. And the photos that I preloaded are a photo of an Aura frame inside the Aura frame. And inside that one, there's a photo of an Aura frame with a photo. So I uploaded this. So basically, when mom opens the gift, she's going to be sucked into the world of M.C. Escher and forever lost on some magnificent journey of the mind. And it's like, this is more than a gift. It's an experience. Aura frames, thanks for freaking my bean, please.
Oh, no. Like, my mom's a square. She doesn't like to trip out, get freaky like that. Bro, you have no idea.
I hate to tell you, mama had a whole life before she had you, pal.
Yes.
No, 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 no. Mom gets freaky with it. So I think, you know, grandmothers, new mothers. Oh, wait, grandma, she would never be able to do this. Your grandma, your grandma does drugs, okay? So for grandmas, moms, aunts, even friends, but less so them, more grandma, everyone loves an Aura frame. Freak their damn bean with the frame inside the frame inside the frame. It's infinity. It's everything. It's the universe in a single gift. There's no greater gift. They're guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages and to send them questioning the very nature of existence. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to, like, smoke down a big-ass tree right now. And, like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, so Rob, we wanted to talk to you about little whispers we've heard in the hallways lately that there's going to be a medic police, the new class. Mm-hmm.
What is some that? People? Some people say finger. Like sometimes you hear. Sometimes you hear.
There's gonna be a new medic police, the new class.
Mm-hmm.
And Rob, gonna be give you an audition for it.
Oh.
Was that your idea?
Throw us a case. You know, throw us a case and just see, hey, maybe these guys would be right for it.
Well, I mean, to be...
Did the dog do something? You just looked at the dog?
No, not at all. Okay. I just want to make sure I'm not stepping on him. Okay, but I want to manage everybody's expectations in this room.
Yeah, absolutely.
And be, because I don't like disappointment.
I don't, no expectations but I don't other know, than that you will exceed my quote.
I haven't heard these rumors that you're talking about, but if you want to lay it down, we can try it out.
Honestly, if once you see what we do with it, I think even if there wasn't a rumor prior, that probably the executives, and I wrote down that email you gave me of human resources at Netflix.com with two M's, and that I think is going to be something we could send them as like just an audio file of this.
Great. Okay. Well, yeah, we'll send them the audio files. And but to be honest, their algorithm will automatically be scan and they're always scanning for mentions and hashtags. Yeah. And so they're going to know about this once we do it anyway. So we don't even have to submit it. But
okay. Sure. So if the fans did hashtag let me do medical police.
Yes.
And the me in this case is Hayes.
And, well, yes, and myself as well.
Right. I guess it would depend on who's saying it, but like...
The algorithm, their algorithms is constantly scanning and highlighting, and so it'll hear this and factor it into their decision-making process.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, okay, let's just say there's going to be a brand new class, and it's, you know, they're looking for a couple new medical police.
Check.
Like yourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, you know, let's say it's like...
don't make it hard.
Okay. Let's say something mysterious is killing older people at like
Don't make it gross.
Well... I mean, it's going to be some sort of medical situation, but let's just say.
Yeah, but don't have like bathroom stuff or anything like that.
We're not going to. So it's, let's just say.
Because I told you not to.
Okay, fine. Old people in a nursing home are dying of natural causes and they send in the new class.
Nurse's house?
Nursing home.
Yep. I'm making sure you know.
A nursing home, a facility for.
I'm making sure you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they send in the new class to figure out, you know, what's killing these old people.
Mm-hmm. Death old.
So that's the audition situation I'm presenting you.
Good, good. Hey, so you want to talk about it for a minute? You just want to go right into
Let's just go right into it. Driving up.
Hey, there is a house. You drove by it. Passed it now the other way. Here we are.
Getting out. Walking up. Hey guys, what's up? My name's Hayes. I'm here to help everyone today.
Sorry to even disrupt the flow, but are you going to use your real name on the show? If they cast you, do you think that your character's name will be Hayes?
Could be good for
branding
for this.
Well, for me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just to attach his name to something else other than what it's normally associated.
It'll help
with.
Me sort of is know like where to look at different times and
to,
like
to drill down a little bit, is that something that happens between the two of you? Do you guys find yourselves trying to get other projects going, and does that cause tension?
I would not say that we have gotten any other projects going.
He said try.
Tried to.
Yeah.
Right.
I feel like I've caught this guy doing it before. Am I wrong?
Trying to get other projects?
I wouldn't say, like, you know, sometimes I will be just like hanging out in the yard.
Right.
Like kind of sitting down in the yard and like imagining like different worlds.
Sure. Mm.
And sometimes that can expand in a way that like, yes, suddenly I have like built this whole universe and I have like some of these guys that I can move around and I'm like, okay, like, well, maybe this could be something else.
Be something,
this could like have other formats.
And I felt
can't
excluded.
Stop doing that.
And I felt,
I understand.
Excluded.
Yeah, yes. I understand.
And I have read these comic books.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I escape into these things, Robert.
Oh, man.
where I am becoming, you know, the green man, or the strong, you know, friend of the main guy.
Yeah.
And the dreams I even have of doing this, I think, would be sort of its own project.
I will say also, I'm sorry you felt excluded. You do not like to be on the grass. When I set you down on the grass, you kind of like lift your feet up in a way that like, and you make a face like you don't really want to be put down there. And so that's part of the reason why you haven't been involved in some of the, those projects. I'd I was kind of doing something. I had kind of started doing the audition.
That's true.
I just want
to. Well, what I was trying to get at is,
if you feel like threatened or whatever.
Not
like,
at all. But there is a real probability, now that we're talking about it, that they cast one of you and not the other one. So that's where.
Okay. And so I should also call myself Hayes.
I don't know that that's going to help.
Well, because if they call and they say, well, we definitely know we want Hayes. Then I can show up to set even if they didn't want me and say, like, well, this is what you said.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just trying to my POV is always, you know, trying to look around, peep around the corner, if you will. And so I'm trying to see what's going to happen between you guys if one of you
takes off.
And
because you feel that his introduction was so strong.
I'm not even saying that I preferred his performance
one
over
thing
yours.
To mine. Right. I am done.
Let's just do it. Let's just do it.
Great.
Hey, what's up? I'm Hayes. I'm here
to help
everyone today.
Hey, I'm Hayes.
And I already found it. I already found the poison.
I realized that was a fake poison and I have the real poison here.
No, I actually, so that poison is like a mirror.
What is he pointing at? He's pointing at a banana and he's saying it's poison. But I have a real bottle with skull and crossbones that is poison. And the bad guy is him, actually. And let's get him, everybody.
I was doing that as to trick the real bad guy into coming out, which he did. I arrested him and I killed him.
No,
he is dead. The bad guy has been killed.
I'm checking in his trunk and it's not a dead bad guy. And it is actually just another banana. And so this guy's got two bananas where I've got poison. He's the bad guy. Let's kill him. He's dead. Don't talk anymore.
I'm not dead.
Okay, and that's Monty Python. You're not allowed to do that.
Although
we're all doing Monty Python, aren't we?
In a way.
Robert.
And let's talk about Terry.
I'm looking to see if the card is full, because that was...
You're looking at Sam, yeah.
Now, the card's still going. I haven't picked up anything from Rob. Do you guys want to go back and grab anything?
I'm good. I'm good not...
Being a part of it?
Not being a part of it.
Not being a part of it.
Do you want to just talk what... And I'm sure a lot of people ask you this, but like, what was it like working with Warner Horizon? I know there are stories.
Well, you'll be surprised that people don't ask that much, but it is a great
Philistines.
I'm glad that you did, because one thing that I always love in showbiz are behind the scenes anecdotes.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
You know? Yes. That's what the show's about. You know,
well, that's the joy.
BTSA.
Yeah. And like also just bloopers, you know, when you see like at the end of a movie and you see bloopers.
And they say they fucked up.
Yeah. So
they're people too. And they fucked up.
It humanizes the situation.
Yes, I laugh my fucking dick off when I see that shit.
It makes it so much more relatable. But so, yeah. So working with Warner Horizon, they love to prank. They'd love to pull pranks.
Mm. Wow.
And so
the studio is doing pranks on set.
Yeah, wow. they have representatives that come
pretending
around
to sneeze or.
Well, they'll do more stuff like they'll go into your trailer. This is just a hypothetical, but like they would take a, you know what like saran wrap is? You know, like a clear.
I don't, but keep going.
Okay. If you take saran wrap, it's like a thing, it's a clear.
I don't
just
need
go.
To.
We'll
I don't
it.
Need
okay.
to.
We'll look it
just
up.
Go.
So they'll have a guy, for example, that'll come into your trailer and take a thing, a saran wrap, and put that over your toilet and then put the seat down so you can't see that there's a barrier there, and you'll stand up to urinate and you'll pee thinking you're going to pee into the toilet, but then it'll splatter and bounce everywhere.
Bounce pee. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it'll make a big mess. So that's just an example of pranks that they...
That Warner Horizon.
Yeah, that they'll do on set.
Or you could poop on it as well.
Yeah, you could poop on it. You could
poop on it, yeah.
You know, pubes or what have you. But they...
You could be, I mean...
But that's a sort
of... Long day on set, you could be...
What's that?
Doing some of what the Tin Man was doing earlier on there, huh?
What do you mean?
Could not.
Could not on it.
Oh, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Could not on it. Sorry. Yeah, take out my confusion about that. Because I think it would be cooler if I knew exactly what you meant by nut.
Yeah, do you want to do like a, oh yeah. It was just like a knowing reaction.
I'll
don't want to
I'll pick it up.
Give you a read.
Not a read, but yeah.
Yeah, baby.
But the hit, say, oh yeah. I think he said, oh yeah, we like that.
Oh yeah, baby. And so, yeah, you could do that. But so all of these pranks.
And loop that, Sam.
Are they'll do pranks like that just to boost morale with the talent.
Now we're having fun on set.
That's
huh?
right. That's right. Because it is a long day, and but pranks are fun.
Got to find ways to keep the energy up.
Yeah. So that's one of the many benefits of Warner Horizon on set pranks, stuff like that. You know, just to you know, there was another day where we came to set and they had put gift baskets in everyone's trailer. And then you opened it up and it was all the spicy candies.
No.
Like pepper candies.
Hot. No, yeah, the yeah, spicy. Yeah.
So, spicy. Yeah. And you know me, I was like, whew.
Yes. That, yes. You know, we
that's
do.
Too yeah. spicy.
Yes. That.
So, but that again.
It's fucked up.
Yeah. But again, at that level, to have that sort of like, you know, a camaraderie, like for them.
There's a reason the Joker is such a big movie, right?
Right. It's
as sick and fucked up as it is.
People like to,
we see it reflected in real life. And a lot of working relationships are, to a lesser extent, or obviously not all.
People like to laugh.
Shooting talk show host played by Robert De Niro, the most charismatic man. Of course he plays the talk show host.
I didn't see the movie. I didn't see Joker.
No, I know.
But I saw the reviews.
Yes.
And so I feel like I have seen it and now I want to see it.
Yes. And permission to watch. Permission granted.
You permission can watch accepted.
It. Yes.
Permission accepted.
But we're not all necessarily doing that, but we are doing things where we're bouncing piss on everyone. Right? Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're taking a shit on the thing. I can't remember the name of what it is. Stuff you made up.
Saran wrap. It's not made up. It's a real kitchen product. If you go to any grocery store, you can. It's just to preserve food. You know, like let's say you ate.
This is water.
Let's say you ate dinner and then you couldn't finish it and you wanted to have it the next day for leftovers. You would take a sheet of this stuff. You know, you just rip off a little piece and you wrap the beef or meat or what have you. And you
sounds like what the Tin Man was doing.
Tin Man was up to.
Oh yeah, baby. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Hold on. Yeah. Oh yeah, baby.
So yeah, and the spicy candy and all yeah, these yeah. things. Yeah.
So,
but Saran wrap. Now, I mean, and this is why the reason today I miss Funny or Die, because like you could do something where like Susan Sarandon
is
doing a rap.
That's
she's Susan Sarandon,
and so that's. The first time today, I've said, well, I sure wish Funny or Die were still here.
Make a viral video like that.
Well, yeah, she could be rapping over the Succession theme song, the credits to that. And she's Susan Sarandon, and she could be dressed in this plastic.
So that,
and that's Susan Saran rap, and the rap is about like keeping your meat fresh.
Right.
And there's a couple different ways we could play with that.
Mm-hmm. But can't do it.
No.
What are the outlets now for comedy videos? Like if you wanted to, if you had an idea like the one you just had, where would you, what even platform is appropriate?
Well, there's Metacafe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Daily Motion. Yeah.
Daily Motion. Okay. So you just upload it?
I don't know. I'm not the technical side of it. Mm-hmm. We're usually using Hayes's computer.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I would say that it must be right.
That you upload it?
Yeah.
There is certainly a button involved.
Where are most of when you're just in your daily lives? I'm always trying to get a handle on like where are the eyeballs, like where and like where it's going. Mm-hmm. You know,
and I tell you where it's going, and I'm basically haven't slept a wink in about a month.
Right.
I can't fucking wait.
Yeah, yeah.
For HBO Max.
Right.
I mean, are you losing it, freaking out?
When does it come out?
Yeah, exactly. When is this going to get here? Because that's going to be Christmas, New Year's Eve, Valentine's Day, and my birthday about wrapped into one when that shows up.
So you are looking forward to like Friends?
I don't know.
Because I think that's going to be – I think that's one of the main titles for HBO Max.
Even better.
I think Friends Even is going to be on there. Have you seen Friends before?
No, I haven't watched the show, but not unlike your experience with Joker. I've read the reviews.
Yeah.
I've read the excerpts from the book.
Yeah.
About how they would work rather late, wouldn't they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They worked late, but there's also a fun game.
Nice if you would give him permission to.
Oh, yeah.
Because if I remember, he actually did give you, you said you hadn't seen the movie.
And permission. Permission granted to watch.
Mm-hmm. Permission accepted.
You
the
got
movie.
You're
I
gonna
don't
enjoy
know.
It. You will enjoy Friends.
What movie? And what movie?
The Friends movie. The TV show is based on the original movie.
The movie
Friends.
Yes.
Was then spun off into the hit sitcom TV show with
yes
Jennifer Aniston.
Aniston. Yes.
And Matthew.
Matthew. Yes. Mm-hmm. We said it at the same time.
Yeah.
So,
but you, brother, you have a lot of entertainment ahead of you.
Well, and this is part of why I've been unable to sleep at all.
Because of your anticipation.
Well, because HBO Max is on its way.
In terms of where the eyeballs are going, people are watching TV now outside the gym, which you are allowed to do.
Yes, what
do
you don't need like a membership to stand
this
outside.
This is like crazy how people are doing this right now.
So they're outside. They're looking into the gym.
You can see the TV. It is public property. It is a free country. You are a sovereign citizen. You do not have to obey the law enforcement. You ask them if you are being detained and they have to let you go. And it is entrapment if they try to lay hands on you.
And you can ask them if they are a cop.
So the screens are in front of the treadmills, in front of the
screen on the treadmill, bike. And people are watching their own.
And then you can look in the window, and you can also enjoy whatever they're watching.
And you can bring binoculars, mm-hmm. and it's that, and it's okay to have those on the sidewalk. That
and
is
you can
not
bring
illegal.
Food,
and so that's
and they have to give you some food.
Yes,
and so this is where it is going. This is what people are.
Oh my god!
Oh my gosh! If like, you live.
But you have to live near a gym. Yeah, you definitely have to live near a gym.
Well, or, you know, you take a truck or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you could take public transport to where the gyms are. But also you're restricted to the hours of
operation. And a truck,
operation.
By the way, they have to drive. If you see a truck, they have to take you to the gym. They have to take you wherever you want to go.
Yeah.
This is.
A public truck will.
You are a sovereign citizen. If you find the truck and you are able to get into the cab of the truck, you are now effectively they're a public employee. They are a government employee. And
so they
their
have
boss.
To take you. Yeah.
You pay your taxes, right?
Mm.
Well, not you not specifically. You.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah. I'm We're talking on, more to the listeners.
Right. I'm still on the fence about that because of the government.
Mm. Yeah. You want to talk about that at all?
The government?
Yeah.
I get worried about... the government because of their algorithm and their ability to scan podcasts and broadcasts and target us.
Mm-hmm. It's happening.
With psychological warfare, stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
Happened at Jake Fogelnest. And all of the Fogelnest files were burned by the government.
By the government?
Yes.
See, that's the sort of thing is if you – I think –
The file cabinet – was first put into a cyber world, not unlike the one in the film Disclosure.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen this film?
I haven't seen Disclosure in a long time.
Permission to watch.
Thank you.
He goes into a virtual reality world to find a file. He sort of finds himself in this sort of Grand Central Station, like computeronic hallway.
Michael Douglas?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then he goes, and to get the evidence, he sort of Minority Report, like vroosh, vroosh, and a drawer opens.
Oh, so it's
pull out the file.
And then it,
and they did this with Fogelnest's files, and then they set them all on virtual fire. Halt and Catch fired them.
So that's the sort of thing that I don't want.
I could not agree more.
Right. Because freedom, like, I just want to be
able
to live my life, and freedom isn't free.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know, you got to stand up.
Are you thinking of starting a nation?
What?
Are you believing that maybe you should, because you do not want to participate in this government and have them have rights to your Fogelnest files?
I'm not going
to start a nation.
I don't know.
A hard nation or otherwise.
I'm not going to secede and start my own nation. There's so much work involved.
You're not going to start another country, a Scarborough country or anything.
No, I would start a currency. I am interested in starting a new currency.
Crypto?
Maybe crypto. Mm. Are you familiar?
I know too much about crypto.
You do. Mm-hmm. Are you mining?
Yes.
He's actually forgotten more about crypto than you have ever known about anything.
Yeah. I've spilled more crypto than you've drank, Sonny boy.
How do you get so much crypto?
You know, do I tell him?
Well, you don't.
I tell him, Hayes?
Do you know how it works?
I don't even know how it works.
There are games on your computer that come with it.
Computer games, and you got to unlock it.
You play the games, and you accumulate these points that are crypto.
Crypto points.
They're right there on the computer. It comes with the computer.
So it's already built in.
Mm. It's in computer points. It's in the computer. You have to know how to find it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then how do you...
It's in a folder titled...
But
games.
Then is it, can I use it, if I went into a coffee shop to buy it?
They have to accept
they
it.
Have they have to must. Accept it. Everybody.
Yes. You're a sovereign citizen. This is currency.
Right.
It's interesting for you because you don't pay your taxes.
Well, I'm currently withholding. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to.
I
pay mine in crypto.
Legal tender.
I think we should edit out the that felt to me like an outburst. Do you know what I mean? Like it felt like that very last part, Sam, felt super aggressive.
I can do that. I need to cut the 10-man bit then. I screamed. My headphones also went out, I just want to say.
That was part of why you were getting louder and louder.
I was scared that there was no noise coming out of my mouth at all.
Well, I can do recording or headphones.
Okay,
I didn't realize.
Man, there's so many difficult choices that I don't even know how you guys balance it. It is a balancing act. Mm-hmm.
No, we're gymnasts.
Yeah.
We're gymnasts. We're crypto experts. We're medical police, you know, hopefully, fingers crossed. I think that the audition
did you say the next class? Was that the
new
idea?
Class?
New class. Yeah.
New class.
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood Handbook.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hollywood Handbook.
All right. Yeah. Work-life balance.
Is
talk about
so
that.
So critical.
Talk about it.
Is so critical. Well, for me, you know, now that I know about crypto, it will shift now.
It'll
because
sway.
I don't
yes.
have to.
The scales have been tipped.
Yeah, I don't feel the pressure. If what you say is true, that crypto is already built into our devices, to our computers, to our screens, and all I have to do is go harvest it. That takes a lot of the pressure off of me as far as work-life balance. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? I can spend – now I feel like I can spend more time with friends.
With life.
Yeah.
Life, activities.
And you could marry the computer because the computer in a way that like now it is your family.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and so now sure. it's like for now sure.
totally.
You're able to spend time together yeah. while doing work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think that is also important is to accept technology, you know, and to embrace it because.
No, it is important. And we don't always get into big issues like this, but it is time to, hey, if I'm marrying my computer.
Yeah.
Get out of my way. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm embracing technology and I'm embracing technology. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, I agree. And, you know,
it's like Surrogates. Have you seen the film Surrogates?
I saw the sitcom. I have not seen the film part of it.
It's also a lot like S1, M0, N3, that movie.
I don't know if I even am familiar.
Permission?
To watch?
To watch the movie?
Permission
revoked.
To.
Permission
denied for this particular film. Sort of haze in my private film.
We can edit this part out, but I did want to talk
species as well.
When we were talking about technology, I started to get curious because my mind is a curious
that.
One.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I saw that.
Where do you guys stand on search engines?
Mm. Well, it's a sticky wicket, isn't it?
Well, that's why I asked, because there are so many different people telling me to use this search engine or use that search engine.
I'm sort of looking into the legal parameters around this and what recourse an individual has in this kind of thing. So my stance on it is that only I should be allowed on there. Like when people are looking for something, it should be that my stuff shows up. Only.
Yes.
So
you have to ask me if you want to see it. And what I'm looking for, don't peek.
Mm.
Right?
Oh, I see.
Nobody peek what I'm looking for.
So you're saying that you would be the only thing on the search engine that people
are searching for stuff. So like you can do it. Like you can find my stuff on there, but you can also find all this other
forever.
Fucking shit.
Right.
That sucks, by the way.
And
official suckage.
Mm-hmm.
And all this shit, dog shit that's out there that fucking come up on the search engine.
You're just talking about information. You're talking about information that is not
about
you.
I'm talking about bullshit information. You get a little too much credit.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about the trash that's out there you got to sift through to find some of my shit, videos.
Yes, I was going
to
say, should be my videos, should be, it can be my stuff and the landlord. The original
tweets.
Viral video.
And there's a separate segment that could have pictures of me or not.
Headshots.
But you can go to that separately if you're trying to do a little what the Tin Man was doing earlier.
Oh, okay. So there would be different photographs of you
or
in
not,
situations.
Or not.
Right.
That at that point is your business.
Yeah. The
government doesn't touch that.
Right.
We're at about an hour. I need to know if you want me to record Rob.
So I haven't been recorded at all?
Not yet.
This has been a warm-up for you.
We didn't, and you did ask, and we didn't really say one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
But why? What is this mic for? What is mine for? For if we don't have the bandwidth?
That's like the heavy bat that you swing over, you know, before you get up to the on-deck circle or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, like a warm-up.
Yeah, it's a warm-up mic. I mean, you felt that it's a little harder to score on that mic.
Yeah, it's definitely like putting I think you mean like a donut. You put that on the bat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely harder. You're swinging harder, swinging for the fences.
Swing it harder and it's going slower and it's not.
Yeah, it feels like you're kind of wading through molasses.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you get up, to the bat,
it's like light as a feather. You're swinging a damn feather,
toothpick.
Yeah.
So yeah, I had known that I'm not even being recorded.
Yeah,
I just would have.
What would you have done differently?
I would have reevaluated my call time for the for the podcast because. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to get so let's record them. Do you want to just like break one off now? And
well, why don't we do some alts? Why don't I do just I'll do some of the funny voices,
get like, some wild some like, funny voice wild alts and just stuff for us to plug in.
Here we go. Oh yeah, baby.
Yeah, thank you.
Bring. Hello. I'm trying to think of another one.
That's okay.
Because you can plug that in everywhere.
You could plug it in if you drop it in. You could drop it into a few different spots.
Yeah, that's what we will.
Let me do one more.
Please.
Oh. This sandwich is gross.
And I like that. I thought you were enjoying the sandwich at first.
Yeah. Or you were tired. Part of the sort joke. Of there was.
It's interesting that you initially said you were going to do some funny voices.
Yeah.
And I love how healthy your self-esteem is, that it really was your voice the whole time.
Yeah.
Just saying different things.
Right. I didn't disguise it.
Which means like,
hey,
what you're saying is, I, Rob, have a pretty funny voice. I'm being funny, right? It's my voice.
It's also throwing it away. I mean, you know, we talked.
And he's throwing it away.
At length. You know.
Too long maybe about it.
Yeah, it's really, really long.
On our preferences of throwing it away. And I just feel that is my sweet spot is because when you everyone has a different approach to their craft and mine is throwing it away.
And it's risking a little less, isn't it?
Emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you want to keep going on that and dig in on that?
On the emotionality of it or the funny voices?
Maybe do it.
Simultaneous.
Yeah.
Do a funny voice talking about the emotionality.
Yeah, great. Okay, let me go back to one real quick. So, I mean,
he's finding it. He's got it. Oh my God.
We do have to go.
I know, hold on.
This guy's about to crack metal shit up. Keep
okay. We really have to go.
I know.
He's so close.
Well, hi guys. Okay. Some of that.
Yes, that's great.
Oh,
that's
my
perfect.
Gosh.
That's really
and
good.
And that we—I feel like that yes, we can go
I can
out
say
on
goodbye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.